This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with me, Roshan Kanesan, and Wong Xiaoning. Earlier this week, the government said it will no longer be giving a critical service incentive to medical officers, pharmacy officers, dental officers, as well as lecturers in medicine, dentistry and pharmacy, including engineers and other professionals joining the civil service starting next year. Those already receiving the allowance will continue to do so, including contract workers whose contracts are renewed. The move was announced in a public service department circular just a few days ago, December 20th.
Now, the critical allowance is one of the 9 allowances the government will stop paying for, including entertainment allowances to private secretaries and English proficiency incentives. The government said that it may give approval for existing recipients of the 8 other allowances to also continue receiving it. Now, the critical allowance amount ranges between 5 to 15% based on the base salary of the recipient, with nurses getting the highest amount at 15%. Medical officers, pharmacists and lecturers in these two fields meanwhile receive a flat 750 ringgit. Now, the critical allowance was introduced by the government in 1992 for jobs that were difficult to fill and had low recruitment. Now, the PSD said the allowance is reviewed every 5 years so as to determine whether it ought to be granted. And in 2019, the review found that these jobs no longer met that criteria.
So a little bit of demand supply happening here. And I guess we'll have to see how this plays out, because this seems like a big deal to a lot of people. And currently we've got that poll running on our Twitter poll, and still very positive on the health ministry. We asked, how would you grade the health ministry's performance in 2019? And currently we've just got over 100 votes, and 17% say excellent, good at 39%, mediocre at 24%, and poor at 20%. And if I recall, I think this is the best sentiment government-related poll we've had in a very long time. The fact that almost every, like 50-60% are positive and 25% are in the, it's okay, with only 20% stating poor. A lot of the previous ones have been a bit more negative, or a lot more negative actually.
Yeah, we've had some interesting social media comments actually, who said that Dr. Duzul, I think that's his Twitter handle, walks the talk, not a populist. Turun Pandan listens, and in resolving issues has the political will. So yes, kudos to this ministry. But at the same time, if we bring it back to the cut on the allowance, I mean, there has been a response to Putrajaya's decision to cut back on the critical allowance, and the Malaysian Medical Association made an online petition. In its petition, it says that the decision would see a 15% pay cut for newly graduated doctors, nurses, pharmacists and dentists who join the public sector next year. So far, it's attracted 66,000 signatures, and MMA said that the decision would not only affect the morale of junior healthcare professionals, but also productivity and job satisfaction.
Yeah, it said that this is not just about monetary gain, but the recognition that these services these professionals provide are critical and appreciated. And I actually have quite a few friends who have just entered or are about to enter the medical field, and it's not easy to get a placement. It takes a long time to get into it, which again feeds into this whole, is there an oversupply of medical students, of medical practitioners, especially entering the entry levels? But you know, to talk about this, because this 15% pay cut, we've talked about how incomes are stagnated, things are difficult on the ground for many people. And joining in this chorus of dissatisfaction is our youth and sports minister, Syed Saddiq, who slammed the decision in a video posted on Twitter. He criticised the move and voiced his disagreement, saying that Putrajaya should be reviewing all allowances granted to politicians and ministers instead. In quotes, we should not wrong our young doctors and nurses in critical services. They are already heavily overworked and underpaid. He took the opportunity to announce that he will cut short his annual leave and also return every cent that was granted on his holiday allowance.
Well, he's walking the talk quite good. And this is on top of the 10% salary reduction. He also promised that he will urge his colleagues to do the same until the problem is resolved. Now, while many supported his announcement, some also pointed out that Saddiq should have raised the matter to the cabinet instead of voicing his concerns on social media. They made comparisons between a doctor's and an engineer's salary when compared to a minister, while also blasting Saddiq for not bringing this issue issue up first at Cabinet. Some pointed out that the minister's salary can pay 10 doctors' salary of 5,000 or 14 engineers, which has a salary of 3,500.
So this is interesting to me because there is a difference between a salary and an allowance. And the fact that he's calling out that you should be looking at ministers and cabinet allowances instead of the doctors. Now, that's very, I guess, on the face of it, very noble. But on the back of this, on the premise of this, is the fact that this is about demand supply in terms of getting the jobs. These allowances were introduced in 1992 to encourage people to join the service. And now, if that's not a case anymore, then on the face of it, in theory, they should remove the allowances. This is not to discount the fact that many people are going to be affected by it. But we have a government that needs to cut its expenditure and rationalize because we need to make sure that we are able to weather any storms going forward.
Yeah, because we are still running a fiscal deficit, right? There is a target to bring down the fiscal deficit to 3% from the current 3.4%, I think. And if we look at how the government spends its money, 80% is spent on OPEX, which is actually all these government expenditure, including salaries, and only 20% is spent on development budget. We need to shift that ratio. And in the past, our finance minister has said that he is looking at cost cutting. So I suppose these allowances is one reason, I mean, one way of cutting it. And like you say, Roshan, the rationale for this allowance in its day was to attract people to civil service. Now, if that's no longer a requirement, then yes, these allowances don't make any sense. Now, it's another question whether doctors then are paid fairly or civil servants are paid fairly. That's another discussion, right? And maybe that should be looked at separately versus this allowance.
Correct, because we have to separate the difference between a salary and an allowance. An allowance is an incentive to, I guess, to pull someone into the job. If salaries need to be recalibrated. And that's something actually, again, pointing back to the World Bank report, that is something that we've seen across the board. Incomes have stagnated. So how do we address that in the longer term? Is minimum wage enough? I don't know. It's a step in the, maybe in the right direction, but it's a small step. How do we shift this entire thing? Because it is a structural issue.
Yeah, it's also back to the issues that some people have brought up, that the government service in Malaysia, we do have more than a million people working in government service for a population of 32.6 million. Seems a lot. So, you know, whether that is necessary, whether government service should be more efficient, so I think the overall government service definitely needs a relook at, not just only in terms of salary, but also in terms of service levels.
Yeah, I was reading this this report in The Edge a few weeks ago about how, just talking about pensions and emoluments and how at this current rate, if it keeps going, if we could be looking at a government budget that is 50% pensions and emoluments in 2050, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or 2030. Basically, I looked at that and I got scared for my future in this country.
Well, according to the New Straits Times, actually, I want to correct myself, there are 1.71 million civil servants on government payroll as at March 2019. The core services, armed forces, is 153,000, police is 130,000, and civil servants of different schemes are 665,000, education, 500,000, health, 240,000.
So if my math is correct, that's about 17 government servants to one Malaysian, if assuming 30 million people. But this also comes to the separation between to the classification of government servants, because I think that is different across certain countries. Some people don't include teachers, some governments don't include the police officers as well. And be sure that we will be continuing to pay attention to this story and keep an eye on it, because it is something big that is happening in this country. Now, after this, we've got the Breakfast Grill. And again, as we wrap up 2019, Lynn Mark will be taking us through some of the best conversation we've had about the economy on the Breakfast Grill this year. We're going over interviews with Tun Dr. Mate, Dr. Lee, Tan Sri Dr. Lin Si Yan, and Professor Jomo Kwama Syndrome. And others, stay tuned with us, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.